We're right now in the middle of this example of Abraham. See, Paul takes like chapters 1, 2, 3 to talk about faith. Then he gives a scriptural illustration or strengthening through Abraham. And then he'll talk in 5, 6, and 7 about faith and about the gift of justification. And then in 8, it's a treatise on the Holy Spirit. And so we're here now in this part of considering Abraham. Oh, we just did that last night too, didn't we? So what does it mean to believe anyway? I did a little out of this last night. The word, we say amen, right? Like, that's a Hebrew word, aman, which means to be firm. So the word for believe is hemin, to make firm. To believe God is to make him firm in your regard. So that if you were to lean over on God, you wouldn't fall on your face. He'd be there. You can count on God. So you see, it means two things. Truth. Well, the Western idea of truth, because it's the same word, right? Emet in Hebrew. And reliability. See, if your great uncle calls you this afternoon and says, you know, I've got a lot of money, and rather than have the government get it, I'm going to send you over a check for $60,000. Well, you know him. You believe him. So already, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a new sofa, and I'm, you know, and you start thinking. That's to put your weight on there, isn't it? That's to believe him. So that's what faith is. I believe you. I really do believe you. And that's what's counted to him as tzedek, justice, the right way to relate. And so it wasn't for him alone that this was written, that it was credited to him, but for also for us, to whom it will be credited, who believe in the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. We believe the Father. We believe God. He's promised us eternal life. He's shown us the way to eternal life. And so, this is a marvelous gospel. Do you really think that Almighty God has to become man to explain to us that we're going to die? I mean, how dumb are we? And so, see, I got all my stuff. I can retire. I can do what I want. I can take a trip to Bermuda. I can do it. And the Lord says, you fool, tonight you're going to die. You see? And that he ends by saying, thus will it be for the one who stores up treasures for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. You know, in Russia, in the summer, the women of the nobility went down to the peasant's house, a little hut, whatever, and they did the cooking and took care of the kids, because the farmer and his wife were both out working on the farm. That was the phrase for that. Go to the people and go serve the poor physically while they're out trying to get in the harvest. That was holy old Russia. All the places for communism to take such root. anyway, you see what this is all about. You fool, tonight you're going to die.